Hey, Mom. So I really wanted to connect with my daughter and help her grow closer to Jesus. But finding age-appropriate tools wasn't happening until I discovered the True Girl subscription box. Each box is packed with biblically-based tools like a mom and daughter date, devos written just for girls, and curated gifts and surprises. My daughter can't wait for each box to arrive. And hey, I found myself digging into God's word more as a result. Check it out at mytruegirl.com.
The all-new True Girl Crazy Hair Tour is coming. The Crazy Hair Tour is a one-night event for moms and tween daughters. You'll laugh, dance, play games, enjoy a fashion show, and hear solid biblical teaching on being totally crazy for Jesus. You and your daughter will learn how to care more about what God thinks than what the world thinks. True Girl's Crazy Hair Tour. I am
a true girl. Welcome to the True Girl Momcast, where we'll learn a lot, laugh a little, and have biblical conversation about raising daughters, because motherhood is hard. But guess what? You are not alone. I'm Shannon McKenzie.
And I'm Dana Gresh. Did you know that between the tween and teen years, a girl's confidence that other people like her falls from 71% to, get this, 38%. Ouch, that is a 46-point drop. Insecurity is stealing the joy of many of our girls and silencing some of them, but not on our watch. Today, Shani McKenzie considers true boldness. Now, not the kind that puts others down, like wearing a t-shirt that reads, "Girls rule, boys rule," and not the fake kind, like virtue signaling, and not the loud kind, like aggressive dominance that so many women are fond of today. The kind of boldness your girl needs is the one that comes from knowing who she is in Christ. So let's help our daughters swap insecurity for a courage that can't be shaken. First up, Shani's got a scripture snack for us to chew on, and then I'll be back with her to break it down.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you, Dana.
You are welcome.
First of all, those statistics are...
Ouch.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Now, Dana, today, because we're going to get into this teaching, we want to talk about some stuff today.
We do.
But we had some fun things going on at the office
Marie
today.
Kondo Day. I declared it.
Marie,
she declared it Marie Kondo Day.
It was on the
which
calendar.
I should probably put some disclaimers on.
Please do that.
I don't thank the things that I discard before.
I'm with you.
Them. I don't say thank you, sock, for serving me well.
Thank you, Jesus,
for the
weird
things.
We can thank the Lord for the things. Right?
If you don't know what Marie Kondoing is, Marie Kondo is an author who wrote a book on organization. And I was Marie Kondoing before Marie Kondo was Marie Kondo.
You need to call her people and tell her.
Yes,
stand
because
down.
I've been rolling my t-shirts in the drawer for years.
It's such a cool thing.
It's so much better.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Also, I got to say this. She has, since she became this international sensation, I think she's Japanese. She's Japanese,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
She has had children.
Mm-hmm.
And said that it doesn't really work when you have kids.
Things change
to be
a little
organized.
Bit. You know, bless her heart. I was pulling
but
for
anyway,
her.
Anyway, why did you bring up Marie Kondoing on
Well,
podcast.
As we were Marie Kondoing, of course, a lot of things I found had to hit that trash, right? But I did find some gems, like cards I've received over the years. And one in particular came from our former road manager, Sarah. We love you, Sarah. She's now in seminary and she's doing some wonderful things and we love her.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Sarah.
Miss you, girl.
And she's so cool and quirky. And she gave me this thank you card. And she made my name an acrostic, right? Because that's always cool. And the S, you ready for the S?
I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. Because my name is Shani.
Let's hear it.
Starts with the S.
Shani.
Super loud.
Oh, no.
But like in a good way.
Ah.
You rep Jesus and encourage others. And I tell you, Dana, it warmed my heart.
That is you.
I felt like, wow.
Yeah.
Because, you know, seeing the super loud, I was like, oh, wait. You know, at first I was a little taken aback.
There's a right kind of loud.
There's a right kind of loud. And interestingly enough, today we are going to be talking about boldness, holy boldness, okay? And sometimes we've conflated, oh, you're loud and aggressive, and then that's what people think is bold. But there's a right way to be bold.
Yeah.
And it can entail loud, possibly. But the key here is what's the impetus for the bold? Mm. Who is that boldness coming
repping
from?
Repping Jesus.
Repping Jesus. So, Mom, if you're not driving right now, we're going to start unpacking some things. So I want you to pull out your Bible. If you are driving,
I will pull out my Bible.
Dana's going to pull that Bible out for you. We got you covered, okay? Yeah. And I want you to turn to Proverbs 28:1. And that's the verse that we're going to be digging into today because it is all about boldness, holy boldness. And in the year of our Lord, 2025, because it is now 2025, we and our girls were facing more and more beliefs and attitudes and things in this world that are trying to make us shrink back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Make us not bold. Retreat, if you will. And I want to talk to us about what is needed to make us bold. And this verse paints a very vivid picture of godly boldness. So, Dana, can you read it for us?
I sure can. I have it. Proverbs 28:1. The wicked run away when no one is chasing them, but the godly are as bold as lions.
I love it. Mm. I just love that, like that comparison. And moms, we want our girls to be confident. We want them to be bold, rooted in his righteousness, right? Bold as lions. But what does it mean to be bold as a lion? And how do we as moms model that boldness for our girls? So we're going to do a little digging in, okay? And what we're going to do right now, we're going to use a little bit of this 4Z method that we've been talking about. We're zooming out, we're zooming in, we're zeroing in, and then we're going to zip it up at the end as we're studying this word. And Mom, this is a great method to use with your daughters as well, okay? So let's zoom out here. Let's look at the book of Proverbs. Proverbs, as many of us know, it's a book of wisdom. And what it does, it contrasts the lives of the wicked and the lives of the righteous. And it tells you, hey, this is what the righteous look like, and this is how the wicked live. And we see that pattern right here in Proverbs 28:1. The first part of this verse, it paints a pretty sad picture, right? It says the wicked live in fear. They live in guilt and shame. They're running even, this is the part, even when there's no reason to run. So why are they running? Because they lack the security that comes from being in right standing with
God.
Oh, can
I? Hold on. That is good. Say that again, Shani McKenzie. Why are they running?
They're running because they lack the security that comes from being in right standing with God. Mm. God's righteousness. The portion of the verse that we're reading, it speaks to the internal state of the person rather than the external, right? The external circumstances. Because the wicked feel insecure even when there's no reason to feel that way. Now, I don't know, you know, like I'm going to be real here. I know when I was not in right standing with the Lord, how that would make me feel, you know, like how my insecurities just seem to be on blast, if you will. Right.
Yeah, right.
And sometimes you just feel like, you know, you're looking over your shoulder. There's like this, there's insecurity. There's almost like a paranoia. There's an anxiety. All of that comes from not being right with the Lord, you know, and operating in his righteousness, right? And this verse and all of Proverbs suggests that wickedness or a life that's disconnected from God's truth and righteousness leads to those things, fear. It leads to guilt. It leads to that insecurity, that shame. Ultimately, though, this insecurity is rooted in an awareness, whether you know it or not, conscious or subconscious, of wrongdoing in our lives outside of God. So we immediately see here that before we can demonstrate godly boldness, we have to be in right standing with the one who gives us that boldness, right? We need his righteousness. His righteousness is the secret sauce, if you will, okay, to overcoming insecurity and living in the boldness we're going to be talking about today. As we are unpacking that, let's look at the second part of that verse, right? This is where we get into what it is to be bold. It says the godly are as bold as lions. So let's zoom on in here. We're going to zoom in. The word bold here, it's been misused. Sometimes I feel misinterpreted by some to mean loud or aggressive, like we were just kind of talking about a little bit earlier. Now, the New English Translation or the Net Bible, it actually translates bold here as confident. It's the verb batak, which means trust, to be secure, to be confident. So bold in this verse is referring to more of a quiet confidence, if you will, a confidence that's rooted in righteousness. Now, the word does, in fact, speak of a lion that's loud and aggressive, right? They call that lion the enemy.
Wow.
He's a roaring lion prowling around looking for someone he can devour, someone he can try to eat up. And he's always plotting and scheming. He calls them the accuser of the brethren, so he's accusing believers. He's inciting fear and planting lies and untruths into people and evil into people's hearts. That's the lion that's out there being loud and aggressive in an unrighteous way.
Mm.
However, when we live in alignment with God's will, we don't fear that lion. We aren't easily shaken. We're not running thinking, hey, something's chasing us or
right.
You know, we have no reason to. No, we're not running in fear. This boldness is about trust because we're trusting in God's protection, His plan, His presence. And that's what makes the godly bold. It's the kind of boldness that we moms want to pass on to our daughters. This is what we have to give them. We're not giving them boldness because, oh, you're a Mackenzie girl.
Right.
You know, like we come in and we, you know, take charge. We're bold. No, I think about there was a time I went somewhere, went to this store and they treated me unfairly.
Mm.
And I was like, ugh. And I didn't know what to do. Like, you know, I hadn't really, you know, figured out how to navigate those things yet. And I went home and I actually told my brother. And my brother went back up to the store with me. And he spoke to the person at the store on my behalf.
Wow.
And I got what I needed to get. But the way I walked back into that store with him was different than how I walked when I first walked in. Because I had my big brother with me.
Yeah.
You know, I had the protection with me. That is how we walk when we're walking in God's boldness.
Mm.
We're coming in the name of the Lord. Like David said, you know, I come to you in the name of the Lord. I'm not doing this, but I'm a little scrawny kid. You know, I'm coming to you in the name of the Lord. And so that's what we're teaching our girls. It's gentle. It's genuine. But Dana, it is powerful.
Mm-hmm.
It is powerful. As we demonstrate boldness for our daughters, what do we compare it to? Like, what can we look at and say, oh, you know what? This is a good example. I mean, the word is using lions.
Yes.
And so we're zeroing in here. And in order to see how this applies to us, we're going to talk about lions and lionesses. You know, during the Christmas break, we took our kiddos to see Mufasa.
Mm, was it good?
It was really good. It's actually the prequel
to
The Lion King.
Yeah, right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And it's awesome. And they really depicted the strength of lionesses in this movie. And one of the main things that you notice is that in and of themselves, lionesses aren't really that bold. Not on their own.
Mm.
Much of their strength comes from their pride.
Ooh.
The group that they belong to, right?
That's
the
good.
Pride of
I see
lions.
That. Mm.
And together, they work as a team to hunt, to protect their cubs, okay, mama bears, mama lions, and to thrive, right? Just to keep the livelihood of that pride. But here's the key. While lionesses are bold in their teamwork, they're also protected by that male lion. His strength and his presence guard the pride from danger, which enables the lionesses to act boldly without fear.
Mm.
They know that lion has their back. And doesn't this paint a beautiful picture of our relationship with God? Mm. Like lionesses, we are part of a pride. God believes in community. And we need each other to stay strong and to encourage one another in our faith. And just like the male lion protects the pride, our boldness then comes from knowing that we are guarded by the Lion of Judah, Jesus Christ.
There you go.
That is who's guarding us. And without him, we're no different from those in the first part of Proverbs 28:1, right? Running in fear. But with him, moms, we can face challenges with courage. We know he fights our battles. Now, please do not mishear me. I'm in no way, shape, or form saying that we're never going to be fearful. I'm not saying that at all. Trust me. Trust me. We'll talk a little bit about that later, okay? But we're assured knowing that we don't have to run in fear. Like, we can actually stop and say, oh, wait a second. I'm not sitting here without someone who has my back. I come in the name of the Lord. That's where my boldness comes from. I'm righteous in him, and he fights those battles. Mm. He does it. And so how can we model this lion-like boldness for our daughters? I want to give you three ways that we can apply this. We like to always give you a little something practical. And so the first thing is we remind ourselves and our girls who our protector is. So when challenges come, whether it's a tough decision, a fearful situation, even standing firm in biblical truth, which in this day and age, it's easier and easier to shrink back from that, right? Remind yourself that the Lion of Judah is with you. Say it out loud. I don't face this alone. God is fighting for me. Say it again. I don't face this alone. God is fighting for me. And encourage your daughters to speak this truth too.
Yeah.
And sometimes you got to speak it until you believe it.
It's so important to speak it out loud. I was listening to a neurologist mm-hmm. recently who said, if you want to have a positive day and not have negative thoughts, a really important thing to do is say out loud, it's going to be a great day.
Mm.
Because what we say out loud tends to be what our brain believes. Mm-hmm. So when you're saying, say it out loud, I don't face this alone. God is fighting for me. It mm-hmm. matters to say it out loud, not just to think it.
Yes. Listen, truth. Mm-hmm. And the second thing here is stay connected to your pride. Stay connected. When animals are attacked in the wild, it is because they are picked off away from their group.
That is so true.
And that's one of the enemy's biggest tactics, right? He wants us to feel like we're on an island.
Yep.
You're all alone. This is just you. There's nobody here for you. Absolutely not. Stay connected to your pride. Surround yourself with godly friends and family members who can pray with you, who can encourage you, hold you accountable. When your daughters see that, they will model that. Faith in community, and they'll understand the importance of having it. I promise you,
it's
they
so
sure will do that.
It's so important that our girls are in their own pride and a pride of faith. Years ago, Bob and I took our kids on an African safari in South Africa.
Oh,
it was
goodness.
Amazing. We were driving around in that big old thing. They take your, I don't know what it's called.
Is it a Jeep?
It's not a Jeep. It's something better than that. It's
a safari
bigger,
car.
A safari car. Mm-hmm. Let's call it that. Probably not the technical term, Shani, but safari
Whatever.
Car. And all of a sudden, our guy said, oh, I got a radio, National Geographic. We're like, National Geographic? What? He's like, they're here. They're taping. And something really unusual is happening. We're like, what is that? They said, well, we just found a pride of lionesses and they're hunting. They're in the hunting pattern. And they were working together. And they were communicating to each other in silence, dead silence. Mm-hmm. And we're like, what are they hunting? And he said, well, there's another vehicle that sees what they're following. And it's a wildebeest.
Wow.
That's all alone.
It's all alone. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't with its herd.
Yeah.
And you are so right. Our daughters are so much more vulnerable when they're not in that pride of other believers, other mini lionesses mm-hmm. growing up in the courage and strength of the Lord.
It's the truth. Mm. It is the truth. Stay connected. And last but not least, teach boldness through action. So being bold, like I said a few minutes ago, it doesn't mean being fearless. Mm-hmm. It means stepping out in faith, even when you're afraid. Joyce Meyer used to say that Dude Afraid, she wrote that book. Dude Afraid. And show your daughters what it looks like by taking bold steps in your own life. Like, they have to see it, or else it's all about what we're saying and not what we're doing, right? They follow what we do. So whether that's sharing your faith, you know, that might be something that you're fearful about, you know, something that you've usually kind of shrunk back from. But it's what we need to demonstrate. So step out. You know, step out if you're even stumbling a little bit, you know, getting it done. Serve in new ways, but serve, right? Mm-hmm. Or simply stand for firm biblical values. That is big. In 2025, it's going to be even bigger. We know it to be true, right? Like, and there are just some things that, of course, are completely against the status quo and the norm that we're going to have to say, hey, this is not how you live if you're a Christian. And we're going to have to walk our girls through that.
Yep.
But we have to demonstrate it first.
We have to demonstrate it. I like to say some things are better caught than taught.
I love that.
And this is one of them. Boldness is one of them. If you live as if the Lion of the Tribe of Judah has got your back, your daughter will live that way too.
Absolutely. Mom, being bold as lions isn't about never being afraid. I'll say it again. It's about knowing that God is with you. It is that we know. That is what we are assured of. He is there, and he gives us courage, and he gives us strength for every challenge. And as you lean into him and on your community, you'll model it. You'll model a bold, confident life for your daughters. And it's a faith that's unshakable. So, Mom, I want to encourage you today. Be bold, lean into your pride, and rest in the protection of our mighty lion.
Good truth today. That was a little more than a scripture snack, Danny. That was a little more feast level, I think. I'm
like
just saying.
Lion.
It was a little bit,
feast.
Lion feast. I got some questions for you, though. I'm thinking about, that was powerful. You're talking about staying connected to the pride. I think that's such an important concept, and it's a deep part of the biblical concept of boldness.
Mm-hmm.
My first question is, have you ever felt insecure? You kept saying you do it afraid.
Never.
Like, when have you felt insecure as a mom, and what did that look like? How did you enter into your boldness when you felt that way?
I felt insecure as a mom. Every day? No. I mean, I feel it often. You know, like, every day I do wonder, okay, am I saying the right thing? Was that the right, you know, like, way to do that? Even if I didn't pack them a lunch. They said they want to be meal packers. Is this going to mess them up? They're going to be on somebody. That's a big joke in my house.
I'm always like, the beginning of the year, I'm going to be the world-class mom meal
packer. Oh,
my
gosh, you're doing
everything.
And then
by February, it's like,
absolutely
meals?
Not.
Who needs food?
Right? I was like, what? I didn't pay for your lunch? But, you know, like, I realized that I could not keep thinking that way or stay in those places, because that actually was a point of pride. It was me saying, okay, how they end up is all contingent upon me. You
know?
That's good. And I'm like, no, the boldness, whatever it is that's going to rise up in me, it's going to come from him. Yeah. It keeps
that's
me dependent.
Good.
Yeah. So definitely, I have been insecure in parenting. But I have been able to see my children demonstrate boldness to help get me out of a place of insecurity. And it wasn't necessarily in parenting, but it was, you know, we're getting ready to do something of a transition at our church. My husband is going to be lead pastor in a couple of months. And I was like, that's not what we moved back here for. Lord, I feel like I got a little okie doke here. We thought we came back for something else. But when we told our kids, my daughter was like, do you see how God orchestrated everything?
Oh.
And I was like, and I thought it was going to be the hardest to tell them, like, hey, you know, we're going to be here for a little while longer, and this is going to be interesting. I was like, oh, we're co-leading a church or leading a church. And I was like, this is not, it's like, Mom.
But they spoke
this
confidence
is what God,
into you. Yeah.
They're like, you haven't seen what God's been doing over these years?
That is cool.
I'm like, oh, yeah, of course
yeah.
I have.
Your girls are amazing.
Great.
So you have two. You have Carice, who I have seen a lot more of. She's in high school.
Yeah.
And then Soraya, who's in middle school.
Yes.
What have you done to keep them planted in the pride? How do you encourage that without controlling that?
Oh, planted in the pride. That's a great question. Actually, a big part of, you know, like, when I'm talking about, like, moms, us having a pride and us having a community, that's great for us to sharpen iron with each other as well. But for those people, some of those people at least, to be people who can speak into my children's lives, there are people that, you know, like, we've designated, you know, as people that are like, hey, if you can't say it to us, or if you don't feel comfortable maybe coming to mom or dad about, hey, even if it's like, I need prayer about this, or I'm struggling with this, these are people we know would do the same thing that we would do.
Yeah.
Just making sure they always have an access point there, and that we demonstrate that.
And you give them that permission.
Absolutely.
That's something that Bob and I were really big on, is when we saw kind of chemistry happening between our kids in, when they were in middle school and high school, and we saw chemistry with a younger adult that we trusted a lot, we would not only say, hey, you have permission to tell Jen anything, or to tell Don Jones, who my husband, or Don Jones, who my son now teaches with, they're both teachers in Grace
we
Prep,
love Don.
Was one of those younger adults in my son's life when he was in middle school. And we just said, you can tell him anything. You can tell him the good things about us. You can tell him the bad things about us. You can tell him the things you're afraid to tell us.
Absolutely.
And we just trusted him. And we approached Don and said, hey, like, Robbie has a lot of respect for you. Like, we've given him this permission to talk to you.
Yeah.
And when you say that to the other person, they step into it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's the truth. I mean, like, God, I'm so grateful for that. And Dan, I've learned that a lot even coming back here. You know, like, we had our village in Virginia, and it was like, oh, gosh, what are we going to do when we come back? You know, like, I mean, we have friends and stuff here. But it was just like we were rebuilding some of those relationships. Yeah. But the way God just planted people in our children's lives, we're so grateful. And that's exactly it. Like saying, hey, you know, you feel free. You can give them your number and we'll tell the person the same thing. Yep. You know, text them or they'll like, hey, how's so-and-so doing? Or I was thinking about your girl. Feel free.
What advice do you have for a mom who's sitting there thinking, my daughter doesn't want to be in the pride. She doesn't want to be in youth group. She's not like, I'm sure you've counseled moms like that. What have you encouraged when that's the case?
The wisdom of the Lord. First, the mom has to press in and pray because it's easy to get discouraged. I just saw a mom Sunday and, you know, like I've been, you know, kind of checking in on her the last couple of years, and her daughter suffers from a medical condition. She doesn't want to be around people, and she's kind of embarrassed about things, and she doesn't really come to church, and she's just continued to love on her and continued to plant truth into her and continued. And she's been frustrated. She's a single mom, you know, and I saw her this past Sunday and asked about her girl, and she said she's come to church a couple times.
Aww.
And, you know, like, I'm still praying she's going to find her people.
Yeah.
But she was like, you know, I'll just kind of still ask her. Moms, don't stop asking. You know, don't stop telling. And keep praying. Prayer works. It might not be on the timeline that we have. As a matter of fact, it's never on the timeline we have because we have our timeline that we want. We want to see it immediately.
Right. But don't stop asking. That's really important. That's resonating in my spirit because like we don't stop telling our kids to brush their teeth.
Right.
We don't stop telling them to say thank you.
Yeah.
We don't stop telling them to do their homework. But when it comes to spiritual things and character things, I feel like sometimes that's where the enemy will rise up and harass us and be like, if you tell her that too many times, it's going to backfire.
Yeah.
You know, so there's
wisdom. There's
a way. And there's not nagging, but reminding, but don't stop.
Yeah. My oldest, she had no people. When we moved here, she was like, I don't have. And now, like, she was like nagging me during Christmas. She has her two besties. And she was like, okay, she loves this, this, and this. And she loves this and this and this. Okay, I'm going to get her this. Oh, yeah. But when she doesn't like a gift, she'll let me know. So, I mean, and to see her so, I mean, those are her people.
Yeah.
And they're good, godly girls.
Amen.
And I'm like, okay, wow.
You had to pray for it.
Prayers of the righteous, yes.
You mentioned prayer a few moments ago, so let's talk about that. You said as moms, we need to stay connected to the pride, and that's where we get our boldness from. And you said godly friends who pray with you are really important. So I think prayer is not a solo sport. You know, Jesus said, pray like this, our Father, not my Father. That's a plural. Mm-hmm. That's a group coming to him and saying, we are praying together. And Jesus also said, when two or three are gathered, there I am in the midst of them. So prayer is, in the context of scripture, predominantly instructed to be a communal thing.
Yeah.
So how do you stay rooted in the pride in prayer? What's that look like in the life of Shani McKenzie?
Hey, it's great. It used to be something that, like, you know, our group of friends back home, we pray every Tuesday morning, you know, like, so we'd make sure that was a pattern and a rhythm. Since I moved here, it hasn't been the same, you know, like, we kind of get together when we can. But for my friend group here, we call each other, you know, we'll send a message if we know, okay, this is a week. My weeks don't always look the same, you know, especially when tour starts and all that. But we cannot say we don't have a way to communicate in 2024, 25. And so I'll reach out. And then when I can, we'll do like, hey, let's meet up here and have a prayer meeting, or, you know, like, meet together. And every, you know, Saturday we do prayer at my church, and then the ladies get together, you know, as well there. But, like, you just have to be intentional. There's no magic formula. For some people, you'll be able to set, hey, this day, my girls and I, you know, like, pray. And with my friends, everybody's on different schedules. But I was reading a scripture.
Oh, you got your Bible out.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, Romans 1 and 12, it says, well, I'll start at 11. For I want very much to see you so that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to strengthen you. That is to be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine. And on New Year's Eve, I spoke to a friend. She lives in Virginia, and we don't get to speak on the phone often. But when we do, I'm telling you, by the end of that call, I mean, we prayed together, and she told me the word she's standing on for 2025. And we got off that phone, and I felt like I could leap a tall building. Do you know? And,
bold. And you felt bold.
I felt bold. Yeah. I was like, you know what? Yeah. And I felt bold in prayer for her.
Yeah.
Like, this is, I know what you're standing on.
Boldness,
I know what you're believing God for.
Boldness. It does.
And it's necessary. And it speaks of it. The word speaks of it. It says, let's get together so we can encourage each other in the faith.
Yeah. And listen, I got to tell you something. You may say, I have a pride of women, but unless that pride of women is a Christ-centered pride,
yes,
it's not going to have the same kind of boldness and protective factor in your life. And yes, as we need to have all, you know, I have a group of like horse people that I hang out with because I have horses. Yeah. That's great, except for when I'm with my Christian sisters, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
There is more power. There is more stirring up of the Holy Spirit in me, who is the source of the boldness.
Yeah.
Hang out with Christian sisters. The conversation is simply different.
Sharpen that iron. Because and also people that are going to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear, not tickle the ear. Christian friends, you know, like, because, you know, that exists too.
Yeah.
Like, you need to have people who will be real with you, telling you when your stuff is not smelling too good.
They're going to be bold.
They're going to be bold, even if they're, you know, like, we are supposed to rebuke each other, but it's supposed to be gently. It's supposed to be in love, right?
Yeah.
And even the correction, when that comes, there needs to be boldness there, but it's for a purpose.
Yeah.
Right? It's for to build us up and have us really stepping out on what God is calling us to do.
Love it. It's very cool that we're talking about boldness, because we're about to get back on the road with the True Girl Tour.
It's
the
happening.
Crazy Hair Tour.
It's crazy.
And how does that tie into boldness?
Oh my goodness. Dana, our theme is crazy hair, right? And it's all about standing up and being courageous for Christ, right? And in this world turned upside down.
Yeah.
Where left is right, up is down. Like, our girls are facing things that I couldn't even imagine having faced when I was
so
their
early.
Age. Yeah. So early. And moms are like, oh, what am I going to do? And that's actually what I love about Tour, because we go out and these moms are able to start conversations with their girls that they might not have otherwise been able to start. And really help impart God's truth and boldness into them and tell them, hey, normal is overrated.
Normal is so overrated.
We want to fit in. We want to, but that's not what God calls us to do. And there's a way to do it without being, you know, like cuckoo crazy, you know.
Yeah. Could you make that sound again?
I'd like to,
Philippians, the book of Philippians tells us that we should look so different in this world that we shine like stars on a dark night. And that's what we want to teach through the True Girl Crazy Hair Tour, is you can stand up and stand out for Jesus. You can be bold and courageous for him, and you do not have to fit in with everybody else. That's a message that our daughters have always needed, but they need right now in a very special way. So we hope we'll see you on the True Girl Crazy Hair
Come
Tour. We're
out
in rehearsals right now, and we're about to hit the road February 1st through April 11th. So
right before
come
Easter.
See us. We'll be in 30 plus cities.
Oh, yes. It's going to be great.
It's
going
to be great.
Come on out. We can't wait to see you.
All right. Speaking of boldness, you won't want to miss our next episode. We'll hear from Laura Perry Smalt. It's a powerful story. She's a woman who lived as a man for 10 years before boldly stepping to the truth of who God created her to be. And moms, this is your chance to hear how she broke free from a false identity and rediscovered her worth as a daughter of the King. It's an inspiring reminder to guide your daughter to embrace God's truth with confidence and courage. I hope you'll tune in next time.
Mom, get ready for a box that's buzzing with goodness. Our March True Girl subscription box is here, and it is all the buzz. Yep. It's our Be Kind box. This month, we're helping your girl learn that her words and actions make a difference. God's kindness is something she can show every day. And this box is packed with fun reminders to help her spread his love. Your sweet girl will find treats like a honey lollipop and a honeybee lip gloss to help her remember to keep her words safe. sweet. She'll also get a cute daisy pen and some adorable felt bees for a little creative fun. Plus, we're including a seed planter for her to nurture and watch grow, just like kindness grows when we share it with others. And that's not all. She'll find a special poster with daily kindness challenges that remind her to treat others well. As always, we've included a mom-daughter connectedness date to help you dive into God's truth together. And to make this month extra memorable, she'll get a sparkly bee charm to keep kindness on her mind long after March has flown by. Don't miss out on this box that's full of fun, kindness, and God's love. Head to mytruegirl.com to subscribe today.